Okay, you know how to get attention.
CJ Sutphin has received numerous CT scans. The five-year-old has 7 brain tumors. Now his mother has to choose between continuing the scans or heeding a new report that says the scans are harmful for children like CJ. CT scans, also known as CAT scans, give doctors a peek at what is going on inside the human body. The scans take three-dimensional images that can help detect cancer. But a new report in the New England Journal of Medicine warns that scans could eventually cause cancer and that 1 in 3 scans is unnecessary. Dr. David Brenner is co-author of the study.
When someone comes into the emergency room, for example, with a pain in the belly or a chronic headache, they will automatically get a CT scan, even before the physician has examined the patient. And we would question whether that's appropriate.
Brenner's study claims that the radiation from CT scans will cause nearly 2% of all cancers in the next few decades. The authors base their figures on Japanese atomic bomb survivors. The survivors demonstrated increased cancer risks after receiving the same amount of radiation as several CT scans. CT scans do use considerably higher doses of radiation than regular X-rays. But the study found that 3 out of 4 doctors surveyed underestimated the dosage and did not make the connection between the cumulative radiation and cancer risks.
Yeah, to be really close there.
At risk most are children like CJ, whose tinier bodies are more sensitive to radiation. Dr. Raymond Z is the chief of radiology at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
Kids are different. They are smaller. There are certain organs, such as the thymus, the gonads. They're more sensitive than kids. Having said that, though, the take-home for me is to have your care done at a hospital that specializes in children. We decrease dosage. We target our therapy. We don't use excessive technique.
Hey, buddy, we're going to take some pictures.
These pictures take less than a second, eliminating the need for anesthesia to prevent the child from moving. That's why the numbers of pediatric CT scans have risen considerably. The study says 1 million pediatric scans a year are unneeded, putting those kids at higher risk for cancer. But after reviewing the study, CJ's mom, Kathy Sutphin, says the benefits outweigh the danger.
Without the CT scans, we wouldn't be able to know if his shunts are malfunctioning or what his tumors are doing. So I think they're very helpful.
The authors agree CT scans are a valuable medical tool, but patients should make certain the scan is justified and that the radiation levels are weight and height appropriate. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.